Welcome to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Daniel, your host and resident Galen for this episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reading. Let's get on with the show.
So, having gathered a glut of information, you all come to the realization your time at the library is drawing to a close. The sun has gone down. Even though you can't see the sun from the library. But the sun has gone down. And you all decide to go to sleep. Is anybody going to do anything while they sleep? Or prior to going to sleep?
Galen is going to use the rune stone again, the sleep rune, to attempt to... take a look at the bear totem since he's more familiar with it.
Sure. I can't remember. Did we include a roll last time or no?
Yeah, perception roll.
Okay, roll perception, please.
Not great. 10.
Yeah. So because you are a little bit more familiar with it, then yes, you're able to focus and use the dream rune or the...
Well, so the perception check was to look once I was dreaming. There was no role associated.
Yeah,
once I was dreaming to look at the thing. I think I got like a 6 last time or something like that. But looking at the bear totem, do I see any with a 10? Do I see any runes, any markings that look like they're more than just the stylized bear decoration?
So
actually, before you tell me, I'm going to use one of my DM inspirations.
Okay,
I'm down to 1 DM inspiration left. We're gonna try this die. Oh, that's better. That's a 21.
Okay. Then, yeah. So you when you look at the totem, what you realize is that Ulf's name is carved into it. You can reasonably assume that when... you've not been told this explicitly, but you can reasonably assume when you become a chief, or when you become the head of the Fane, that part of that is much like your rite of passage with your hammer, or with your maul, is creating your totem. And because none of the 2 or 3 Fane moots that have happened while you've been alive, no one has died, and so you've seen all of the same. You would have seen all the same totems, but yeah, you reasonably assume okay, it's connected to the individual clan chief.
But do I see anything? Because he's looking for something to try to figure out how this totem takes you into the dream world. The way that they enter it.
Yes. Okay. So, you almost feel let down. You're like, it didn't work. But just before you entered the dream, you remember rolling your thumb over the little dream totem he gave you. And there's a little engraving. And you do spot that rune. Like, you know it by feel, not by sight. And so you run your thumb over it, and you realize, like, oh. This is somehow connected.
So, if I... Would Galen think if he made a... Say, since he's now the head of the Gorai Fane... Mm-hmm. If he made a gorilla totem and put that he felt somewhere on it, that would get him to the place that all of his, all the other Fane leaders get to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a reasonable assumption.
Okay. So he will, then wake himself up from his trance and, assuming that he's had his full trance, with his level of exhaustion, he'll, kind of sit there and wait for everybody else to wake up.
While you wait for them to wake, do you want to look through your book again? Or do you want to actually take a look at that book? Or,
yeah, I can look at the I take some time to read that book about the trapping of Altana.
Okay. So the title of the book, it's called A Cage for the Mighty. So as you read it, you realize like it's written by Odin himself, or it has the appearance that Odin has written it because it's from a first person. He details that when he trapped Altana, it was during a rare double lunar eclipse, because there are two moons. So, rare lunar eclipse. In order to trap her, he had to use the aid of a what he calls an abomination. And he calls it a beholder, and he says it is a spawn of the spurned pet of Altana. So, Erdalecti, the Aboleth.
Yep.
Okay. He details that he imprisoned her behind the celestial gates. The celestial gates are a physical location in Hel, H-E-L. He has in her prison, he has hung her upside down from a mockery of the world tree. And then around her neck, he puts what's called a Havitava Kivi, or it's called a wounding stone, around her neck. See, now I hear it.
Yeah, it's loud now.
It's so weird. So he put a wounding stone around her neck. He hung her upside down from this mockery of the world tree. And then he says that the celestial gates are guarded by 10 of his Valkyrie. And that slowly as they reside in Hel, they will become, not only will they become stronger, but they will become more corrupt. So that is what you learn through reading . And it's not like it's not philosophical. It's kind of the highlights.
Okay.
You know, it's him sitting down and doing his Xanga journal. It's a little too loud. Sorry. So as the night ends, Dindal, you're actually woken up. There's a voice in your head, and it's Gaius Gori.
No, I don't know.
And he says, Dindal, sorry, I wanted to pass along the stonemasons. They've made it to Estricus.
Oh, fantastic.
Their estimate is 31 days.
31 days, okay.
To get it repaired.
Okay. We've kind of made some headway with other gates, too. We found one here, and we were able to figure out some other locations and how to get them going. We found a projection, I guess, of Damascus, and he told us all this stuff, like stuff he didn't tell us when we met with him. So we kind of made some breakthroughs with that.
That's fantastic. How long are you staying?
That's a good question. I think we've exhausted all of our like big things, so I don't think it'll be too much longer. I'll touch base with the team and I'll get back to you in the morning and give you an ETA on that.
Yeah, thank you. Like I said before you guys left, if you need anything, you're free to stay here.
Okay. We might be able to use the table that's here and Bifrost over to you guys. So, maybe.
Anything you need, let me know.
Will do, thank you.
All right. So that is woken you out of your sleep.
We're not in the same rooms, right? We're all in different rooms.
That's up to you guys.
I don't remember.
So we were all in one room.
Were we?
Okay. Did we, in 2 weeks, would we have, because we pulled mattresses in and made like a pillow fort in one room.
I figured, I would think after a couple of days of stuff, we're like, we'll get our own rooms. Would be what I would assume.
That's fine with me.
Okay. Good. All right. So the rest of you wake.
I'll be out in the circulation desk just reading more.
Okay. Bracken, what are you doing? You didn't sleep through the night. Barely. Amazing.
Yeah. I probably have been scrying at least either in the morning or in the evenings if okay. I have this slots.
Okay. Scrying on anyone in particular?
I'll probably scry on... I'm going to start with Kryn. It has to be Valentine, right?
Valentine, yeah.
Yeah, but Kryn and Valentine.
Yep.
So I'm going to start with him.
Okay.
So he rolls
a wisdom save.
Yeah, right. It is... Oh, come back here. I'll say, you roll it and then I'll... Slow save.
12.
I'm pretty sure...
Your save
sure.
is 13.
Yeah, I think he fails it. But I also get extra if I know him. I don't necessarily know him well, but... Yeah, so 13.
Okay.
Oh, you know that. So he fails.
Okay.
So, what is Kryn up to? Creepy weirdo.
Sorry, you asked me a question?
Yeah, what's Kryn up to?
Oh, okay. You mumbled.
My bad.
So at this point it is early morning. Mm-hmm. Kryn is by himself. He is he's working out. He's like practicing sword forms.
Gross.
Yeah.
And like that's it. Like does it feel like he is just going through the motions as Valentine? Like playing the part, essentially. From the little that I've seen.
Yeah, from the little you've seen.
Okay.
It's ambiguous because you didn't know him that well.
Like, yeah.
Where,
assuming what I would know about Valentine and his, what I'm guessing his day to day would be like. Can I?
This is probably what he would have done every day. Yeah.
Again, I don't know for a fact, but I'm assuming he's just playing the part. I haven't caught him in doing anything suspicious.
Yeah. Okay. Valentine was a sailor. There was a life of routine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He is doing routine things.
Cool.
Okay.
Is he around anybody or is it just him?
At this point, he is alone in his quarters.
Okay. Interesting. Hate this guy. Okay. That's actually that's the only one I'm going to do right now. I'm going to save my other slot.
Okay. And then Catherine. So you wake up. What do you do first thing in the morning?
I don't think I'm... I don't really have anything important to do. Okay. I'm just probably going to get up and wander out and see what other people are doing.
Okay. As you go to wander out your door, you're met by Vekra.
Okay.
And he says, Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any task for me?
I don't think I have anything yet today, but, why? Do you have something you want to do?
I was just going to wander. If you need me.
Okay.
Please let me know.
I will.
And he goes to walk away and, he says, thank you for letting me travel with you.
It's been good having you with us. I know our time is probably coming to an end now, but you've been a good companion.
If a statue could smile, he is.
What do you want to do after this? You want to keep wandering around here? You're going to keep the ghost company?
No, she is not talkative. If you would have me, I would go with you.
Oh. I mean, that's definitely something to think about. I'm not 100% sure how that would work, but, yeah. It's kind of nice having you along.
Thank you. And so he will, awkwardly, rotate and stomp away.
I'll head out just to the, just out, wander around, try to find anybody else.
Okay. So you wander through, Bracken has not come out of their room yet. Galen, where are you? Did you meditate and stay in your room, or did you meditate and then leave?
Galen probably would have left his room, and once he was done meditating, and knowing Dindal... typically goes to the circulation desk.
Yeah.
He would have probably been in the atrium, waiting for Dindal to come out.
Okay.
And just looking at, because there were more than just the three statues. Yeah. So, kind of looking at the other statues, trying to see if there's any names he recognizes, knowing he's probably not going to recognize any names.
Sure.
Just this guy, it says he's a wizard. Does he actually look like a wizard? Like I expect a wizard to look, or does he look like a paladin?
Sure.
He's just killing time, looking at stuff.
Yeah. So it's a mixture of paladins and clerics and wizards. I don't know that the day before, I don't know that you looked at Damascus, you looked at his statue.
No, Galen was at Altana's statue.
Yeah. So you see Damascus statue and you see it and it says, betrayer. Because that's the narrative that they wrote of him.
Does it look like the betrayer is an add-on? Or does it look like they made a statue of him,
mm-hmm.
even though he was a betrayer? Like, is betrayer like an addition?
Yeah. No. It looks like it was intentional. They when they made it, it said Damascus.
So they made a statue of him,
even though he was
considered a betrayer.
Yep.
Okay.
Because he was so prominent, he was so well known, he was so... He had so much acclaim, they did it anyways. So.
Are the names... Are the names on like a bronze plaque, or are they?
So these are carved.
Yeah. Are they carved into the statue?
Yeah, they're carved into like the base of the statue.
Okay.
So you're waiting, or you're looking around. Dindal comes out. The two of you.
Hey, Dindal.
Morning. What's up?
This little thing you gave me.
Yeah.
I may need it in the future, just to use as a guide. And I show him the part that I felt.
Yeah.
I was like, this right here. Last night I looked at the Bearfane totem. And as I was turning it over in my hands in the dream, I found this with my hand.
Okay.
And it was hidden in the decoration. But it is the same rune, but it seems like Ulf had to make his totem.
Interesting. So and
when he made somehow making his totem and then carving this in a little hidden spot allows him to get. So this has the right rune on it, but it's not attuned to the right spot in dreaming.
Okay.
I don't know if it's something to do with the carving. I don't know if it's something to do with the material that the totem is made out of. This is close, but it's not quite what I need, and I think I'm gonna have to make my own to be able to get where I need to go.
Cool.
But until then,
yeah, of course.
You I appreciate you letting me use it.
Yeah. Is this kind of the thing that's like where you got to do it by your own hands and you can't have any help, or do you need? Would you want help?
I mean, I don't know at this point. It seems that Ulf made his. I found his name on the bear totem.
Okay.
I don't remember seeing on the Deerfane totem. I don't remember seeing the name. So I'm not 100% certain. But I'm also pretty sure that the Gorai don't have their own totem. So to have a totem for them, I'm probably going to have to make one.
Right.
So.
Well, if I can help with any of the rune crafting, let me know.
I will. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Speaking of the Gorai, the Gaius messaged me last night. He wanted to know about like kind of our timeline and everything. And I told him I think we're relatively close to being done. I don't know if we have an exact amount of time, but I feel like we've gotten all the research we need to. We've kind of
can we be done now?
I mean,
can we do could that be? Because like
roll I'm, perception, both of you, while you're talking.
I'm here for you. And the research that you got to do, but that fight with Cathra was helpful, but I'm getting kind of antsy to.
Yeah, no, and
to not be sitting here.
Yeah, and I think we have other things we need to start figuring out what and how we're going to do those things. So I think we need to get on the ball there. I rolled 21.
25.
Okay. Sorry, I'm actually laughing for no reason. I like to trick you. As you're talking, like you both notice, Vectra, he walks through and he walks past you. He walks down this, he yeah, down that west hallway towards like the mess hall and stuff where all this stuff would be. You two are talking. Kathra makes her way out. Amber makes her way out. Sorry.
It's all right. Good morning.
Morning.
So, question.
Yeah.
Do you have any other things that you need to do here?
No, I ran out of stuff like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, good deal.
I mean, so, I have books, but I didn't need to be here to read them. Like, once I found the books.
So we don't like that contract we had that, you know, where I signed and it said meat shield on the, when I signed it. That's done?
I think so. I mean, I kind of think we're done.
Yeah, right? That's what Galen and I were just saying, I think. So Gaius messaged me last night and kind of was asking about our timeline, and I told him I think we've exhausted all of our research here, so I think we're ready to start, like, attending to the tasks that we have.
Personally, I mean, has anybody seen Bracken this morning? I feel like we should wait and have this conversation when they're here.
No, I woke up early because Gaius messaged me, and I knew he'd be awake, so I came out here.
Hold that thought. I go to Bracken's door.
Okay.
Am I not there yet?
Well, no. As you're knocking, Kathra and Bracken, I need you to both. You're gonna take the hits anyways.
Mm-hmm. But how bad are the hits gonna be?
Yeah. Yeah. So here's how I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna have you roll your d20. The closer you get to a 20, the less damage you take.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, now don't. They take half of...
Yeah.
So, yeah. You want me to...
Angie needs to roll well, and you still need to roll. It's just going to hurt less.
Theoretically.
Yeah, well.
Hey.
Oh, this is so scary.
That's okay. A 17,
I'm
gonna
I'm just going to pick one.
Okay. I'm excited to see what happens to them.
There's got to be a lot of damage coming my way, though.
Okay. It's 14.
Okay.
Hey, it could be worse.
You're only slightly dead.
Okay. So, Amber.
Too many names.
You get this kind of blinding pressure, like a migraine,
okay,
in your head.
Okay.
And Bracken, it just feels like you're hungover.
Yeah. Okay.
And does the pressure go away, or it's just like...
No, it's persistent. It comes on, and then it just stays there. So, roll again.
Both of us?
Okay.
Oh,
just keep rolling until you're dead.
Okay!
15! Natural one.
Oh, no!
Okay.
Oh, God.
Bye. I'm going to keep it, too.
Bye, Bracken.
Yeah.
I'm good, but...
No.
Uh-oh.
Can I take half of whatever you take, right?
Yeah.
No. And you like, please.
No. I take half of whatever you take.
Okay. So you take 12 psychic damage?
Oh, that's not even...
Oh, that's nothing. You guys are fine.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a lot. Okay. Okay.
I thought this was going to hurt, you said.
So, knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock.
Why are you being so loud? Like, did my head still... Yeah. Like, I feel like... Hang on. Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you being so loud?
Roll again.
No. Sorry, I didn't know I was being loud.
16.
What?
Oh, shoot.
18.
Okay.
This is the best Bracken rolled in my whole life.
Yeah, it's not bad.
For now.
Yeah. Like, the sudden sharpness of the psychic pain goes away, and it's still that, like, just throbbing.
Just dull, yeah.
Yeah.
You all right in there?
My head hurts, but maybe it's just been a load of reading, I guess. Are we talking?
Yeah, we were kind of having a conversation, and we thought we might ought to have the conversation with you.
Go ahead and roll again.
All right, I'll open the door.
Okay.
Roll a 2.
13.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
Yeah.
The roll. Worst I roll, do I just take full damage?
It's not a no.
I'll do it.
Oh, that's a lot. Of dice.
Oh,
yep.
I'll make it.
Uh-huh. Goldfish 11, 14, 16 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
So you take, you're going to take 9.
Okay.
Oh. So.
Yeah, I open the door and.
As soon as you see Galen, it's.
Yeah, I immediately just go, ah!
You all right? What's going on?
I don't know. My head is killing me.
Oh.
And Dindal, you're going to, because I'm still with you. Like, we're standing next to each other. You're going to see me kind of almost, like, drop to, like, putting my hands or my elbows on my knees, like, down into a squat and just.
Are you okay, Amber?
That is a lot of pain.
What do you mean? What's going on?
Have I figured it out yet?
Yeah. Because as that one hits, you get a flash and you see Narastel in combat.
What, like, so I'm seeing through his eyes?
Yeah, it's a brief, like a 1 second. So he is, who he is fighting is lit by a campfire.
Okay.
From behind, and you see someone in the shadows behind him. You assume it's his brother.
Okay. It's that big fight.
Oh, it's happening. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. What do you need me to do?
I don't know that we can do anything. Check on Bracken because they're probably getting hit too.
Do you want me to leave you because Galen is over there checking on them?
He has to roll
both again. Of you roll again. Yep.
Okay. 17.
12.
Okay.
This right. is going well.
Right. Don't say that. Shut up, respectfully.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
Six to you, Angie.
Three.
Yep. Three to you, Bracken.
Okay.
Bracken. I wonder if it's that fight thing. Let's get you to Let's all get together.
Okay.
And I'm gonna, like, go under their arm, like, you know, under their arm, helping them walk, you know, one arm around the back. And I'm gonna, like, kind of pick up a little bit more than I necessarily need to.
Yeah.
And so their feet are hitting the floor, but not as often as they would normally when they walk.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I'm going to be talking to Dindal. You can still heal, right? Can you still heal? Okay. I'm just worried. I don't want to take power. I mean, I'm okay. Ow. Oh, my gosh.
So, both of you roll again for me?
11.
11!
Hey!
Okay. Well, okay, could be worse. 11 points to you, Angie.
Okay.
I can do 5. A little bit of healing.
Okay.
So I'm gonna cast.
You don't need to now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Okay.
So do I see them get hit again?
Yeah.
If I see them get hit again, I'm going to. Sweep because I've already got an arm behind. I'm just going to sweep them up and carry them, and because I move faster than they do.
Okay.
So I'm going to sweep them up, pick them, and just book it to the atrium.
Yeah.
To get there as fast as we can.
Okay.
Because I know Cathra can heal.
Sure.
If Galen's thinking, Amber, Cathra can heal. If we need to, and he's got a couple of little healing potions, but
okay,
he, you know, get there as quick as they can.
Okay. So both of you give me one final roll.
Three.
Four.
Oh no.
Oh, you're one.
Okay.
This is the goldfish worth dice. Goldfish worth dice. Oh, God.
Ooh, that's a lot of dice.
I didn't mean it. It was a joke. It
could have been worse.
I take it back.
Let's. Oh, okay. 8, 9, 10, 16, 19, 23 to you, Cathra.
Okay. At that point, you see Cathra, like, now drop on both knees.
Can I heal now? Can I heal now? Please, can I heal now? Are you okay?
That's 13 to you, Bracken.
13?
Yep.
I'm... No, I'm okay. As long as this stops soon. I'm just gonna try. I'm gonna grab my necklace without...
Yeah.
Like, calling out. Mm-hmm. But I want to see if I can somehow make the connection
okay.
without interrupting him to see yeah. what's happening.
Okay. So, do this. Roll. What's your spell casting?
Wisdom.
Wisdom?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, roll a wisdom check.
Okay. Seventeen.
Okay. So you grab the necklace, and for the first time, you initiate mm-hmm. the contact. You push through, and you do. You see through Noristel's eyes.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, take over so he can't see. I yeah. just kind of want to...
Yeah. Yeah, you're in that observing state.
Yeah.
So, because you've never done this, the way mm-hmm. that this works, so... When you've looked through his eyes previously, or he's looked through yours, like, things are in color.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this observation state, the world is black and white.
Okay.
It essentially draws less power.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're seeing, you know, a snapshot. And you see him and his brother standing over this, what looks to be dead half-dragon.
Okay.
You can tell he is very, very hurt
mm-hmm.
and his brother is very, very hurt.
Okay.
But they seem to have won this fight.
Okay. As soon as I see that, I'll, you know, come yeah. back.
Yeah. And I will say, like, you couldn't hear anything,
yeah.
but you could, like, you could see.
Okay.
And so now that's easier for you if you need to do that in the future.
Okay. So I'll come back. And be like, I think we're okay. I think it's done.
The fight's over?
Yeah. I was able to look kind of through his eyes.
Okay.
And there was a dead, like, half dragon.
So they got him?
Yeah, but they seem really hurt, too.
Oh,
my God. Gosh.
Guys, come on, guys. Sorry. Say that again.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you guys want healing?
I mean, maybe we'll just stay here for a while.
Okay, let's take a rest.
Galen and I joined at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bracken, how are you?
Oh, I feel... absolutely awful. Was yeah. that the duel?
It was the fight, yeah.
No, oh, that sucked.
It's done.
Oh, that sucked so bad. And I've been stabbed a lot. Oh, that sucked.
I don't know that I've ever been hurt this bad.
I mean, I have, but this still sucks.
No, I'm pretty sure I haven't been hurt this bad ever.
Oh.
So just mechanically, how bad?
I have 21 hit points left.
I have 29. We are rough, bud.
Help, it's bad. Help, it's again.
Yeah. That was not okay.
I just, if Galen, like, once we stop, I just kind of, like kind of, not push you away in, like, an aggressive, just in, like, a... I just slowly just sink to the ground and just lay down.
I have to set you down because I picked you up. And oh, was carrying
you did
you.
At one point. Okay.
And so when we got there, I would have set you down in one of the roly floaty chairs. That is at the circulation desk.
Yeah.
There's no chairs at the circulation
desk. You told yeah. him.
Dude, that I was he rolling had, around yeah. on one.
He had a roly chair.
I was rolling around in the circulation chair.
Desk. Totally Canonically, roly chairs exist. Don't take this from us. All right.
So I would have set you down in one of those chairs.
I'm in a chair, and then I just slowly, like, slide out of it and just slide onto the ground, just laying just flat.
Love it.
Yeah, that was less than pleasant.
Oh, that was awful.
Okay. Well, we were gonna talk, so let's talk while just sitting very quietly.
Are you sure you feel up for that?
Yeah, I'm not dead
yet.
You guys don't look like you're far from it.
No,
not to be like melodramatic, but like, I don't think I've ever seen you wince before. You're on your knees, like.
I mean, well, okay, it was a like blinding pain.
I believe it. I saw it from this side, and it was pretty intense.
No, really. I think if we just sit here for a while and just talk quietly. Can you lower the lights a little bit?
I can make the dome, and we can go inside there, and that'll make it a little bit dimmer.
Can you make the dome even dimmer?
I just put my arm just over my eyes.
Yeah, no. Just give me, like, 10 minutes.
Do you want to take a short rest?
Yeah.
for sure, dog.
Okay.
I haven't used this before, I think. I'm going to do Song of Rest while they're doing it. It's going to kind of play a little bit, and you guys can roll an extra 1d8 hit die.
We don't take short rests very often.
So. No, we don't. No. I don't think I've used Song of Rest yet.
We've taken more short rests since I've become a warlock because I... Because
you've asked for a warlock.
Because I say, can we take a nap?
So as we are doing... We can take a short rest and discuss our plans, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
great. We're not doing anything extraneous.
Okay. Yeah, let's just sit here. I can almost open my eyes again. Unless we were talking before this happened about what we need to do now.
Yeah, we feel like we've kind of done all the research we need to. I think we're ready to leave, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
We have an extra one. An extra 1d8.
Okay.
Just make sure.
This is going to sound crazy, but I mean, we're only here for this contract and now it's done.
So, I think for you guys it's done. I don't know that I'm going to feel good about saying it's done until I've gotten you away from here.
Well, I'm... Okay, I get that.
Like, you know, I was signed. I don't know that just because we got here, I don't need to protect you guys anymore.
Well, I mean, we also have a lot of like personal things we need to take care of. Like, I mean, we might be done with the first part of the mission, but like, you have to take out Odin. And I have to figure out Astrakus, and Brecken has stuff with their brother, and you got to help out the dragons. And there's more to do, right?
Well, like, I have things that I need to do. I don't know. Like, the job we were contracted for is done.
Right.
You know, except I gotta try to get you guys. Of course, if you've got that ring that can get us places real fast, getting us home to homes should be pretty quick. But, like, that's the contract. Like, I've got a little bit of reading to do, but other than that, I don't really, like, I don't have a thing that I need. Like, I would reject help to do things, but I honestly, at this point, I don't even know what I need to do to go after Odin. Like, I figured I was probably just gonna try to find a place to lay low, maybe go back to the Fane and try to get through this reading that I gotta do to find the Kraken.
Yeah, this contract is done, but there's not a contract on friendship. We're still a team. We're still, you know, we still got more to do. And I know you're not gonna ask, but like, I'm here to help if you need it. What a little I can do.
Well, I appreciate that. Like I said, I don't know. I don't know what I have no idea where I'm actually like. I know Ulf wants me at the Fane Moot. Speaking of which, Bracken, do you still have that book that let me talk to Ulf?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to probably need to borrow that because he told me to be at the Fane Moot in 6 months. And time is dumb here, and I don't know if I've still got 6 months or if I've got like 5.5 months. I need to talk to Ulf to try to... Although I don't... I might need to wait until we're not here anymore. Mm-hmm. To talk to him to make sure we're outside of the...
The weird...
Weird timeness that there is here. Okay. But yeah, if I can borrow that book at some point to try to talk to Ulf, that would be great.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Do you want to give it to him?
Yeah,
now?
I'll
give it. Yeah, I give it to him now.
Let's
I give it to him now.
Okay.
Do you want to use it now, or you want to wait till?
I want to wait till we're not here because I don't know what. Because like, I could do it here, and then we transport away, and all of a sudden it's 6 weeks later.
Sure.
So if we're away from where the time is weird, I'd be more trusting of what the actual timeline is.
Okay.
As we are sitting here, I'm going to let a short rest is how long?
An hour.
An hour to 30 minutes.
30 minutes to an hour, yeah.
Like, after about 30 minutes, I'm going to kind of just close my eyes, act like I'm sleeping, but I'm going to grab my necklace and reach out to Nara still.
Okay. So you can initiate contact easily now?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, like, call and wait on a response?
Yeah, I just... It's habit to just grab it and
doesn't go to voicemail anymore.
You've moved from talking over like Instagram DMs to like actually getting phone numbers now.
Here we go.
Yeah. He says, that's new.
Yeah. I was a little worried about you, so I tried to see if I could just pop in and see, and I could.
Are you hurt?
I'm okay. Yeah. I mean, that was not pleasant. I can't imagine how you feel.
Yeah, we're gonna need a few days. But we got what we're after.
I saw you eliminated the threat.
Yeah, with prejudice.
But you're both okay.
Okay is relative. Yeah. He lost an eye. But.
So now what?
We're gonna go back to the island. How's the library?
Well, that's actually what I was going to talk to you about as well this morning, because we're kind of done. So, I mean, I think we found some stuff about the Bifrost Gates. We found so many books about things. I don't know. I feel like we're done. So now we're trying to figure out what to do next.
Why don't you all come to the island?
Early?
Yeah. We're... We're gonna cast Resurrection on Holic.
Whoa. Can we help with that?
You can't hurt.
Okay. I mean...
Lyra's here. Needy's here. Brelin's... We're not there yet, but...
Yeah, they're all there. I mean, how would we get there?
Well, so do you remember when we got... when we took Holic's body away?
Mm-hmm.
So we can do that again. We can, like, we can pop in, transport you away. Or does, did you find a teleportation spell or anything?
Yeah, I know that Dindal has something that can get us places.
If he can look into your mind while I'm there.
Okay.
Then he should be able to teleport that way.
Okay. Let me talk to these guys about this. Okay. Make sure it's okay, and then... Yeah.
We need 2 days to get back. We're very, very far away. We have to fly back.
Okay. You can pop to get us, but you can't...
Well, our...
Our
magic is taxed, and our magic doesn't restore as quickly as yours.
Okay. I was just trying to lighten the mood.
I know. Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah.
But there's... Well.
No, what?
I have another job, if you want it.
Well, I mean, we were just talking about everything that each of us has to do. I don't have anything, but apparently these guys are in a lot of trouble or have lots of things to do. Let me talk to them. And are you going to go to sleep now, or are you guys going to start flying? Or
we'll sleep for the night. Would they... How about this? When I wake up in the morning... Can I tell you my plan? And then I'll talk to all of them through you. If you think they might go for it.
So you don't want me to say anything to them now?
I mean, you can say it to them, but I can give more details tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that'll work. Yeah.
Like, are you guys trying to leave the library today?
Well, I mean, it's morning here. I don't know where you are, so, like, we just woke up.
Okay. No, it's middle of the night for us.
I mean, I'm sure we've already been here 2 weeks, at least. I'm sure we can wait a few more hours until you wake up.
Okay.
All right. feel better?
Thanks.
And I'll break the connection.
Okay.
And then I will open my eyes.
Dendo's like looking down at you. Are you asleep? We're in the middle of a conversation. Wake up.
No, I wasn't asleep.
Oh. I thought you were asleep.
No, I was talking to Nara still.
Is he okay?
I mean, they're both still alive.
Did they get the heart?
We didn't talk a whole lot about specifics.
Oh, okay.
But he did ask if we would be interested in coming to the island to help with the resurrection.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. I mean, not cool. helpful. That would sound, yeah, let's be helpful.
I mean, he said we might be able to help.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
But then he also said that he might have another job for us. But
in conjunction to the library or like something completely separate?
I don't know. But right now they're going to sleep. It's like the middle of the night for them.
Okay.
And so but he said when he wakes up, if you guys were open to it, he would tell you more about it.
I mean, if it doesn't go against what we're already doing, I'm fine with it. Yeah. You know, that's my 2 cents.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
Are you guys interested in going to the island and helping with the resurrection?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine with me.
Bracken?
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, we'll get to see Nevi again.
But we'll get to see adult Nevi.
I know.
We haven't really... I mean, you guys have kind of seen her, yeah, right? But I still haven't seen adult Nevi.
Yeah.
Well, and we can tell Lyra the stuff that we learned, too. Mm.
I give you a look like, are you sure? Because you were saying you didn't want to say anything in front of this one.
Do I notice that look?
Roll perception.
Yeah, okay. Can I roll stealth just for funsies?
Do I roll?
Yeah, roll.
What am I rolling?
Would it be? Do I roll perception or would it be passive about their perception? Brothers?
What?
Do I roll perception or would it be passive perception?
It's passive perception.
So do I not roll?
Yeah. So what's your passive?
Oh, amazing! 16.
I rolled 14 plus what? I don't know what to add. Deception. Is that performance?
Deception.
Deception. Oh, I'm very deceptive. You don't know anything. Yeah, that's a plus 9.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, really? You're that deceptive?
I want to see what my role
is. It's charisma. I'm a charisma. Oh,
that's, yeah.
I'm a charisma caster.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So, like, I see a phase, but I don't think it's anything. I'm like, oh, he's just weird.
Dindal has a weird phase.
Dindal's just like that.
Exactly.
But here's the thing with this. Like I said, they're going to sleep, so it'll be a few hours.
Do you feel up for waiting, or do we want to like start our filtration? Like start leaving?
I don't think we go anywhere.
Just hunker down
because,
here?
Because, well, also, fun story. You can teleport, right?
Yeah.
So if you look into my mind when Narastel, and then look through, okay, if Narastel's in my head and you look into my head,
mm-hmm.
then you can look in Narastel's head and see where he is and teleport us there, right?
I mean, theoretically, yeah, totally.
Okay.
That sounds wild. Let's try it.
That sounds like a lot. That's
that sounds cool to me. But
I mean, hey, you get to learn a new party trick.
Yeah, this is gonna be wild.
So, I mean, we could like you know clean up, say our goodbyes
to the ghost.
Yeah. Oh wait, what about Vec? Vec, not Vecna.
Vectra.
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 Vectra. Vectra. Vectra wondered if he could come with us.
What did you say?
That I would talk to you guys. I think is what I said. I kind of like hedged and was like, oh.
I mean,
he is really fun to have along with us, but.
Has he done anything?
He, like watched while we slept and stuff. Okay, but I kind of feel bad just leaving. Wait, what if we take him with us and leave him with Nevi? Could you imagine they'd be the best of buddies?
Is that adult Nevi? Like, is
adult Nevi? Good point.
What is adult Nevi like? I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, child Nevi, they would have had a great time.
Yeah. Is Nevi different? Are they the same person? Or are they much more mature now? Like, I don't know.
You don't know? I've not roleplayed her yet.
I know. That's what yeah. Dindal's saying. Like, I don't know.
So I'm going to assume that she is the same person.
Just matured?
Yeah. I am also the same person that disappeared from you guys for 6 seconds, and it was 300 years. So,
yeah,
I
but
changed,
it's not like you had, like, anything happen to you. You stood there. It's not like you learned life lessons.
But was she just like snap and all of a sudden her memories are unlocked?
Or yeah.
Did she revert?
No, she remembers.
She remembers like, everything?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was kind of a jerk to her. Sorry.
Yeah, she remembers that.
Sorry. I don't like kids. I'm sorry. I thought she was a child.
But there also, Brelin is there. Brelin and the stone guy, you know.
Yeah, they're fairly similar.
I just feel bad leaving him here. He was so nice.
Sure. I mean, if he wants to exit out of here, we'll bring him along. He does a solid.
I think if he's just you know wants to be somewhere doing something.
Oh, we could put him in your tower.
Okay, I'm in.
I was gonna say Ulf would probably get a kick out of him, but you know,
see, we could find lots of places where he could have some friends, do some fun stuff. Again. More fun party tricks. Could you imagine throwing a party? Have him teach a class for you?
You think Dindal knows that many people? For a party? Respectfully.
Take an inspiration.
Insult inspiration.
And take a 1d8 burn.
Oh, 1d8 psychic damage.
The one.
Psychic. He's used to this at this point.
I only take 1 point of damage.
You're used to me.
I am used to you.
Okay.
Unfazed.
Okay. I feel like, I mean, yeah. He's been kind of trapped here for a long time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it would be a nice thing to do. Yeah, okay.
The chess piece didn't talk, did they?
I think the chess piece is still in that other room.
I know, but, like we don't have to worry about him. He didn't talk.
No, right? He just kind of shuffled around.
Yeah, so I don't feel as bad about him.
Yeah.
I do have a question. I mean, I know we have a couple hours to kill. Do we need to check in at the monastery?
I mean, we run the risk of running into that Kalos guy, and that's kind of the reason why we amscrade.
Why do we not like him again?
He's a Kalos guy. He's a bureaucrat.
Well, I mean,
he wasn't going to do anything bad to us, but he was going to possibly intervene with our speed with which.
I've killed plenty of Kalos members. It's fine.
What? Gloss over that.
You know, there's a lot to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like an onion.
So here's layers my and thing. Layers and at layers. At this point, if we go back there, what's he going to do? We already did the thing we wanted to do.
Well, no, I don't think we need to go back there.
Telling the guys, hey, we're leaving. That's probably a
thing
we should do.
We can do that, but I don't think we go back there. I think, honestly, if we agree, I think from here we go to the island and see what happens.
We can help out and resurrect Holic.
Bracken, how are you feeling?
I'm fine.
Feeling better?
Oh, like physically?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bracken's like,
sorry.
You're like, I'm fine. I mean, still not great.
I can take him.
But I'm better than I was.
Yeah. That's like psychic damage. That hits differently than like.
Yeah, that sucks.
Getting, you know, punched or, you know, stabbed or something.
That super sucks.
That was a different type of pain.
Yeah, not fun.
Yeah, they're really hurt. They said it's going to take them a few days to, like, get completely better and stuff.
I'm not surprised. But how much that sucks for us?
Yeah.
So you guys were taking a portion of the damage that they were taking? Like, when they were getting beat up?
Yeah, so kind of how I think this works is because, like, my magic comes from Narastel.
Mm-hmm.
So when he gets hurt, I sometimes can feel it.
Okay.
And so, then when I get hurt, Bracken can feel it. So you remember when we were like punching and like, it doesn't work the other way. Like if Bracken gets hurt, I don't feel it.
Okay.
Do I?
We haven't tested it.
Did we not?
We shouldn't.
Should we like
test it? We talked about it.
Yeah, we didn't test it.
I mean, when you were fighting Galen, did you feel anything?
Terribly, but that also wasn't a lot.
I don't really think I got that hurt. I mean, be real honest, Galen's not that strong. He's not that great of a fighter.
I mean, should we try and... I mean, this is weird
to ask. I'm just kidding, Galen.
This is weird to ask.
I am way stronger than you.
Should one of us try and hurt you to see if it...
Please don't hurt me again.
No, not right now. I just mean, like, in general, should we test this out, this theory out? Like, I don't know.
I don't know that we need to...
Or maybe when we get to the island, we just ask.
I'm going
to
say, that's a good point. If we wait long enough, I'll piss somebody off and we'll be able to test it out. I promise.
So the experiment here is we have to hurt Bracken to see if it hurts you.
I really thought I did this. Remember in that room and I reached out. Was that... Oh, or was I trying to hit you that time?
You were trying to hit him.
Okay, yeah. No, that
what
wasn't...
What did I do?
No, I don't remember. <It's> something. Sure. I just remember I got yelled at.
That was Damascus' introduction.
Yeah, Damascus yelled. He was
when you were trying to slap
Damascus,
me?
You were somebody was trying to stab somebody. You were trying to stab Bracken to see if it was going to hurt you.
I was going to do this, but Damascus stopped us. Yeah. See, it was all for research. I was definitely going to stab you.
I mean, I probably deserve it, so.
Galen got in trouble for a fish thing, but. Nobody gets in trouble for trying to stab other people.
I got in trouble!
Hey, I was with you on that one. That one was... We should have definitely...
Yeah, and the fish thing was my brother.
He asked us to...
That's
an adult. He's his own person.
And we've discussed this at the... Not anymore. We've discussed this. It's fine now. Bracken says it's fine now, and you can tell it's super not.
Not this is going to be a fun family reunion.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Okay, so we'll say our goodbyes to the ghost.
It seems kind of mean to bring Vekra with us and not the ghost.
Can we bring the ghost with us?
I don't know.
I thought the ghost could only go through mirrors.
Well, she tried to go into the magic room through the door and was blocked.
What's she gonna do? Haunt us? No, she can't leave.
I'm just thinking from a like social emotional perspective, it's not
I,
nice.
I get that.
You know.
I mean, can you create mirrors?
I don't know that spell yet. I did look up a spell, something about darkness, summon darkness or something.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what we want.
No? Okay. Yeah, no. Then I don't know. I'm out of ideas.
I mean, you could...
Well, here's... I mean, you...
But now we know where she is in consent.
If we go to the Gorai through the thing, we might be able to go to the Gorai, get a mirror from them, and bring it back here.
I don't like her that much.
Agreed.
I like look over my shoulder. Is she around?
She's not around.
Okay, good.
we're in the dome. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I don't even know if we can take Vecra.
That's true. It might fail.
Yeah, so we'll try, but I think the ghost, I think she's on her own.
Well, so we just have some time to kill?
Yeah.
Yeah, until Narstal wakes up.
Is there anything anyone wants to do? Anyone needs to do?
I will say, the one thing you did before you fell asleep last night, so with Damascus's, with the information from his notebook, you pulled out Selvig's map.
Yes.
And you filled in a bunch of the other locations. So I'm going to send you an updated map.
Okay. Possibly share that on the Instagrams.
Yep. I shared it just with Dindal because until he shows it to anyone else.
Yes.
So as you're wrapping up this conversation, everybody roll perception for me.
Yeah, okay.
Perception. Can it be persuasion?
That's cocked.
No.
Yes, that's very cocked.
It's cocked between a 20 and a 2. Okay.
Was it the 2?
No, it was not, surprisingly. 10.
15.
23.
19.
Okay, yeah. So... like you all turn and Vecra is like walking up towards the dome.
Do you want to let him know that you come with us?
Yeah.
If the magic allows.
Yeah. So I will pop out of the dome.
Okay.
Hey Vecra.
Is Steindl here?
Yes.
I need to speak with him.
Dindal?
Yeah.
I think something's wrong.
What could be wrong?
Famous last words.
I step out and the dome disappears. Yeah.
And out of his mouth comes it's an amulet. And your name is on it. And he you can see your name carved into it. And he hands it to you.
I don't know if I want to touch that. What? Where did you find that?
It is imperative. Please.
Okay.
Wait, don't... I'm standing right there. I'm standing right there. I don't think you should touch it. Do one of your magic things. See if it's gonna possess you.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's a good idea.
I look at Vecra. We've got trust issues.
Bad things have happened when we've touched things. Where did you find it?
It has always been with me.
And now you decide to share?
There is danger.
Like coming now?
To specify.
There is danger. Dindal must know.
Oh my god.
I will identify it really fast.
You have to touch it to identify it.
Shoot.
Okay.
Am I clear to touch it and identify it?
I mean, we don't have a choice.
All right, I touch it. I identify it.
Yeah, you touch it. You identify it. You know that it is what's called an amulet of power.
Okay.
It allows you to control a golem. So when you touch it and cast Identify, you immediately, like, you know this in your head. And your vision kind of blanks for a second. So they see, like, your eyes kind of roll back in your head for, again, half a second. You don't, like, for that half second, you go blind. And you hear a voice in your head.
Do I recognize this voice?
No.
Oh, boy.
Dindal, this is a matter of life and death. Danger is coming. You must stand in flight. If you flee the library now, it will be lost to you forever. And you will drive a wedge between you and your friends. Do not fear all that is to come. Hold your found family close until you've... And the voice, like, hesitates. Hold your found family close until you hold me for the first time. And then all of you hear Vecra initiate Omicron Protocol. I love you, Dad. I'll see you in Vanaheim. So you hear this. Your vision comes back. You have all heard Vecra initiate Omicron Protocol.
Do we know?
No clue what any of that means.
What the? Sorry, it's not the time.
And before your eyes, Vecra changes. Vecra grows into this 7-foot stone golem.
So he gets bigger?
He gets bigger.
Okay.
And he says to you, Junia has sent me.
And Junia is my
daughter.
And we all hear this?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sorry. Kid?
How long have you had a kid?
I don't have a kid. It said,
are you sure?
Pretty sure. Yeah, that would require a couple of things to happen beforehand that have not happened.
In the wake of this revelation, you all hear what sounds like shattering glass.
Sorry.
And Vecra will turn and he draws a stone sword. And with that, we're going to end this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kirstead.